We are. Perikop Gimel. Perikop Gimel. So Yeshua HaMelech got the nevuah through Chulda that there's going to be a korban, but Hashem told him at the end, since you did tshuva, or you were rach levavcha, so you're not going to see it. So Perikop Gimel, Vayishlach HaMelech Vayaslav Kol Zikne Yehuda VYerushalayim. So the Melech decided, Yeshua HaMelech decided that he still has to do more here. Vayal HaMelech Beis Hashem V'chol Ish Yehuda V'chol Yosh V'Yushalayim Itoi V'Aken V'Anavim V'Cholom V'Kotzav HaGadol. He gathered together all of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayikra Bazdem is called Divrei Sefer Abris HaNimsa V'Beis Hashem. And he read for them the Sefer of Teichacha, Parshas Kisavai, that was found in the Sefer Torah that they had found in Beis Hashem. So now, Parshas Kisavai, it's followed by Nitzavim. Parshas Kisavai, the Teichacha, is followed by Nitzavim, the Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all Klal Yisrael together, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem, and he made a bris with Klal Yisrael, La'avrecha b'bris Hashem. And over there it talks about Avodah Zarah, that if Hashem said, if you serve Avodah Zarah, I'm going to destroy you. So he decided that Klal Yisrael has to renew, if they had this Sefer Torah with the Teichacha here, they have to renew their bris with Hashem. And renew their bris with Hashem, rededicate themselves to Hashem, and very involved in that is getting rid of Avodah Zarah. So he read the Teichacha, Vayamen HaMelech al HaAmud. So he stood up here on the Amud, on the stage, or on the whatever it is. That's where the Melech has a place to stand over there when he talks to Klal Yisrael. And he stood up by Yichrois et Habris Lufnei Hashem, and he made a treaty with Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Olech Hasachar Hashem v'lishmar mitzvaysav. The Klal Yisrael is going to rededicate themselves to the Torah, v'seid vaysav, v'schukaysav, v'chol leibul, v'chol nefesh. With all their heart and soul, l'hokim es divrei habris hazoi, saksuvim al sefer hazeh, v'yamin kolom bivris, and all of Klal Yisrael were makabel to rededicate themselves to Torah and to destroying Avodah Zarah. V'yitzav ha-melech es chilkiyo ha-kayin ha-goldov es kayani ha-mishneh. He was commanded chilkiyo the kayin goldov, Kayani HaMishneh, the secondary Kayanim Gedolim, which is the Skan Kayan Gadol. There was always a backup Kayan Gadol. There was the Kayan Gadol who was Mashuach Melchama, the one who went out to war. Those are called the Mishneh, the secondary Kayanim, Veshomrei Hasaf, and those who were in charge of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, Lahaitzi Meichal Hashem as Kol Hakelim Matzuim Labav LaAsherah. Now, even though we read earlier that Yeshayahu had gotten rid of Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't entirely finished off, and now he's going to, he's 18 years that he's the Melech here. He's been trying to do this, and he did a lot. However, it wasn't totally destroyed, and now he or eradicated and obliterated, and now he's doing it. Yeah.
Like the what?
I don't work. Like,
what do you mean? For what? Right, yeah. Or if the Kohen Gadol became Tamei and he can't work or something like that, so he would step in until the Kohen Gadol was ready. Not necessarily does it go to the Skan. It might go to his children, but it's just in case they need a replacement. So he told them, it seems still in the Beit HaMikdash somewhere there were these kelim that were still had been made for Avodah Zarah. So he said, now get everything out. And he went and he burned them outside Yerushalayim, in the Shadris means like the plains near Nachal Kidron. V'nasa safarim Beis El, and he then took the ashes and carried them to Beis El. So he burnt all this Avodah Zarah, all the Kelim Avodah Zarah, and he took the ashes to Beis El. Beis El was the Makom of Yeravam and Nevat's Agolim and his temples and all the things over there. So he took them to Beis El. And we'll see a little bit later what he did in Beis El to the Mizbeach of Yeravam ben Nevat. Not only that, v'hishpis et hakmarim asher nasa malchi Yehuda, and he also stopped. Hishpis is a lashon of bittel, of stopping. Like Shabbos, you stop. The kmarim are the priests asher nasa malchi Yehuda, that the malchi Yehuda had set up to serve Avodah Zarah. By Yekater, by Bamis, by Yehuda, Mitzri Yerushalayim, the Malchi Yehuda, the ones who were hived out by the Zara, so they had sent around to all the cities of Yerushalayim and around cities of Yehuda and around Yerushalayim, Kmarim, priests or Kayanim, to go and do the Avodah Zarah. So he stopped them from doing their Avodah Zarah.
They were
Yidden. Now the Radak just points out here that why. What's the difference? A Kayin is a person who serves Hashem. We call those who serve Avodah Zarah Kmarim. Here it says HaKmarim. A Kaimer is like a priest. Even in, when we refer to the Gaisha priest, it's all in Kaimrim. So he says the reason is because the minig used to be that they used to wear black. When you talk about something being charred, in like in an oven, he brings a pasuk that says, "Ireinu, our skin kitaner nichmeru." It was charred like it was put into an oven. So since they wore black, they looked like they were charred. So when we refer to them, we refer to them as kaimrim, as these charred people.
Sorry, what was the
pasuk? Ireinu kitaner nichmeru.
No, thank you. Bring that.
So he stopped them, and actually he got them to do tshuva, the Radak says. V'samekachim l'baal l'shemesh v'lai reach v'lamazol l'suchol tzva shamayim. So he got all of these kaimrim to, he stopped the avoida, and he got them to stop, and even many of them he got to do tshuva. Not only that, v'yoytes ha'sheirim v'veis Hashem. There was Avodah Zarah still in the Beis HaMikdash, in Asherah, which was in the Beis Hashem. So he took that mechutz l'Yerushalayim al Nachal Kidron. Again, by Yisrael, by Yisrael ben Nachal Kidron, he burnt it by Yadek la'ofer, and it was burnt down till it was fine like ofer. By Yashlech as ofer al kever b'nei ha'am. Now, what he did with this is he found kvarim of people who served Avodah Zarah throughout the years. And he spread the ashes of Avodah Zarah over their graves. And he was trying to tell them that here's what you, so to speak, gave your life for. You served Avodah Zarah, here it is. There's nothing left of it. It's burned like ashes. And he spread it over their graves. The Radak says the reason he did it wasn't, besides for them, was that other people should like take Musar from it. Is it being Mekacha got them? I don't know. I don't know. Vayitza tis bate akadeshim asher beveis Hashem. Asher anoshim orgesham batim la asheru. Kadesha, we know from Chumash, is the lashon of Kadesha, like the Metzudah says, Dabar hamuvdo min adam. Anything that's separated from a person, sometimes it's hektish, as latay, Rashi said, and sometimes it's lara. A kadesha is like a zayna. So over here, there's different ways to understand what the pasuk means, but most mefarshim, not like Rashi, the Metzudais, says, bate akadeshim just means the batim is a house, but it means a room, in the Beit HaMikdash that was set aside. Kedeshim, who was set aside for Avodah Zarah. And then the pasuk explains what happened in those rooms. Asher hanoshim argesham batim la'asherah. It's the place where the women would weave batim la'asherah. Batim means yiriyos, curtains to the mitzvahs, curtains to put around the avodah zarah. Batim is like a house, so they used to make these curtains for the asherah to put around the asherah, and they had special places, rooms in the Beis HaMikdash where the women would sit and weave these curtains. So when it says batei akedeshim, it means the rooms that were set aside for avodah zarah. What they do there? The women would weave batim, curtains, to surround the asherah. That seems to be the pashup shat. Rashi, however, says batei akedeshim, says batei hazama, rooms of znus. Like kedesha means a zayna, there were rooms of znus. And the Malbim says the rooms had like a dual purpose. There were nashim there miyuchadis l'znus. There were women there were miyuchad for znus, and also to weave curtains for the avodah zarah. So, not only was there these rooms of avodah zarah in the Beis HaMikdash, there were these women also who were miyuchad for znus. And like I said, a different time, a lot of times znus and avodah zarah go hand in hand with each other, as you see here. Yeah. Okay. Vayaves kol hakayanim me'or Yehuda. Now he went around and he got the kayanim. Kayhanim me'or Yehuda. Before they were just priests, kamarim, but now we're going and get kayhanim, meaning people from Shevet Kahuna who had turned into priests for avodah zarah. Not necessarily to be a priest for avodah zarah, you didn't have to actually be a kohen from Shevet Kahuna. Here he went and got the kohanim, who were from Zera Kahuna. They were from Zera Aaron, but they became a priest to avodah zarah. By Yitav, and he brought them to Yerushalayim. He brought them to Yerushalayim, and he got them to do tshuva. And we'll see in the next pasuk what's the difference if you're from a Shevet Kahuna or not. But v'yitamis habamis shekitru shama kayhanim migevad b'shava, all the bamis, all the bizbechais that these kayhanim burnt their avodah zarah, they brought the karbanis avodah zarah v'yitamis habamis. What does it mean v'yitamis habamis? So the Mefarshim explained what he did was, he made them into a makom tuma. He took all bunch of nevelas, dead animals, dead carcasses, all things that are metame people, and he piled them up on these bamas and around these bamas. So these places that till now were the place they served avodah zarah, he made them into makomis hatuma. The people shouldn't go anywhere near there. Do you remember anyone who ever wanted to go into the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be tame? Even Yisrael wasn't allowed to go in if he's Tameh, if he had to bring a karban. So people stayed away from Tumah. So if you made a Makam Tameh, this is the place everyone throws their nevelas, things that are Tameh, no one's going to go there anymore. And it's a Bizayin also. A Bizayin for this avodah zarah, that this is where you throw your garbage, all your Tumah. So by Yitameh it's Abamas. He took nevelas and all different types of Tumah, and he piled it up over there, and everyone's going to stay away from it. From Geba to Beersheba, the different places, Vinatas is Habam, is Bamais Hasha'arim. There were Bamais, I guess, by the gates of different cities, Asher Pesach Shar Yahishua Sar Ha'ir. At the gateway of Shar Yahishua Sar Ha'ir, Asher Al Smol Ish Bishar Ha'ir. It's on your left side, when you walk into the city, there was this big Bama. And the Mefarshim say, this was the biggest of all the bamas in the entire region, and therefore that's why we pointed it out. So he destroyed these bamas, and this was part of his way of getting rid of all the avodah zarah throughout the cities. He went around and he was destroyed them, and he was made them into places of makam atuma, and he got all the kehanim to do tshuva, and this was his way of sealing the bris with Hashem. Now the pasuk says, what's the difference if you're a kayin or a Yisrael who was a priest of avodah zarah? The halacha is that a kayin who serves Avodah Zarah is no longer allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not a Kayan anymore. A Kayan you get because you're born a Kayan, but once a person serves Avodah Zarah, you not can't serve Hashem anymore. So that's Pasuk Tes. These Kayanim are no longer allowed to serve on the Mizbeach of Hashem, but Kiim Achlu Matzis Pesach HaKayin. They don't totally become not a Kayan anymore. They are like a Kayan who's a Baal Mum. A Kayan who's a Baal Mum, this is Parshas Emor. A Kayan who has a Mum, he's a Kayan, he just can't do the Avodah. But let's say there's a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash that's being eaten. Is he allowed to eat from those carbonas? Yes, he's a Kayan. He just can't serve. He can eat. So Kayanim who served Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, are now allowed to serve Mizbech Hashem Yerushalayim, Kim Achlu Matzis Zechachem. One thing they could do is they can eat the Matzis. Matzis is just a general term for carbonas. They're allowed to eat the karbanos besides hachayim like regular kayhanim. So they're usher to do the avodah because they served avodah zarah, but they remain kayhanim. That if there's a karban, they're allowed to eat the karban.
What's the general term for who eats the kayhanim?
In this case, yeah.
How are you visiting with
the care of the tamei? No, because when you pile. What it be? No, but it was more than just becoming tame. They piled the place up. This is like the garbage can now. Right? So when no one's gonna, you know, when things look chashuv, so then people have the yitzhar to do avodah zarah. But if the mizbeach, some of them are destroyed and other ones are turned into garbage dumps, right? It helps people to stay away from it and to make it more mute in their eyes. Right, if you're not anywhere near the vicinity of the Avodah Zarah, you're not going to do it. Right? So if by the, and this is Bechlal, if there are certain things that they are Makbid on, certain things they weren't Makbid on also. So it's possible for Tumma that they would be Makbid on, but because the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah is the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. No, because in their mind they're going to think that tomorrow I'm going to want to go bring a carbon to Hashem, I won't be able to. We can't understand the whole business because we don't understand what this Yetzer of Avodah Zarah was. Okay. V'timei et ha-taifes asher begeven hinayim. There was a valley called Gei ben hinayim. Right? Similar to like Gei henna. Right? Gei ben hinayim. A Gei is a valley and it belonged to a fellow whose name was hinayim and then his kids were ben hinayim. It went to his kids afterwards. So this was the place, it says over here, V'timei es ha-taifes. A taifes is like a disgusting thing. So what is this taifes? It's the Avodah Zarah of Melech, Rashi says. Why is it called taifes? So Rashi says, Kahanim makishim betupim shel yishma ves namas haben. The Kahanim over there would play the drums. Supim of Michaelis, they would play the drums. Why would they beat on the drums? Because now if this kid is screaming as he's being burnt alive, and we're afraid the father is going to hear the screams and say, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. They would bang on their bongo drums that the kayhanim of the Milek, that no one should hear it. So it's called typhus because of the drums. So he was metame this moilach also he made into a garbage dump with nevelas and all types of things, so that no one should go there.
Why is there a creative?
To b'nei and ben, I don't know. So this was now all the. It's interesting. All the other Avodah Zarahs were, or many of them, the Batei Avodah Zarah were like in Yerushalayim proper. It was near Yerushalayim or in the city. This was outside Yerushalayim again because this is probably was such a drastic thing and such a achzarious thing. You couldn't put it in the, like in the middle of the city. So it had to be more removed so that the only people I guess who came to do it were the ones who were like dedicated to this Avodah Zarah. Now he continued, Vayashbeis et hatsusim asher natnu malcha Yehuda la'shemesh, miboy beis Hashem elishkas nisan melech hasaras asher paparvarim, v'smarka beis Hashemesh sorav v'esh. What's this referring to? There was the Malcha Yehuda had a thing, they go serve the sun. And they had special horses that were miyukud for this, to ride out to serve the sun. When the morning, when the sun would rise in the east, they would take their horses and their chariots also, and they would go from Beis Hashem to this place, Lishkas Nisan Melech Hasaris, the Lishka of Nisan Melech Hasaris, Asher Peparvorim, they would go and they would go out to this place to serve the sun. That's why Chazal tells them, Mefarshim always say, that's why the Kadesh HaKadoshim is in the west. Right? All our Avodah Zarah are away from where the sun rises. If anything, it's towards where the sun sets. Right? When the sun rises, that's the sun in its glory. That's when the Avodah Zarah, that's when also it says that Hashem gets angry. Right? It says that that Hashem gets angry for a millionth or whatever, gazillionth of a second a day, a rega, right? That's why Bilam was knew to be Mechaven as Hasha when that moment was. So Chazal tells us it's the moment when the Malach and the kings, they start serving the sun as the sun rises. So the Malcha Yehuda used to do this. So they had these special horses and a special chariot. So he went by Yashbeis et Susim. He destroyed the Susim. And he took the mark of Eis Hashemesh, the chariots that they used, and he burnt it ba'esh. So to stop that of Eis Hashemesh. Okay, v'samizbechais asher al agog, and then there were these mizbeches on the roof, aliyas achaz, on the attic of achaz, hasher asu malcha Yehuda, v'samizbechais asher asu menashe, v'shteichatzis beis Hashem, the mizbeches that achaz had made, and menashe had made, not as hamalchi, destroyed them, v'yoretz misham, and he removed them from there, v'hishlech asafar mal nachal Kidron, and he threw their dirt into nachal Kidron. And now there were bamis outside Yerushalayim. Asher mimin lahar hamashkes, on the right side of Har Hamashkes. Har Hamashkes, Rashi tells us, is Har Hazesim. It's called also Har Hamishcha in different places. Over here it's called Har Hamashkes because it's next to the Avodah Zarah, was on the next mountain. So you got like Eila Rasha, Eila Shechina. Since it was a neighbor with Avodah Zarah, it also got a bad name. So, it's on the right side of Har HaMashkes, there were bamos there. Asher bana Shlaima Melech Yisrael. The Shlaima HaMelech had built. Now, Shlaima HaMelech didn't build bamos. The wives of Shlaima HaMelech built bamos. Right? We know that his wives served Avodah Zarah, some of them, from his hundreds of wives. And we even, Chazal tell us that we blame him for that. Shlaima HaMelech, it says, right, that he said, I could marry more wives and they won't turn my heart away from Hashem. He says he was wrong and eventually served Avodah Zarah. Chazal tells he didn't really serve Avodah Zarah, but his wives did. So his wives had built these bamis here, la'ashtarai shikut tzidainim, v'lichmaish shikut tzmayev, ta'ashtarai Avodah Zarah tzidain, lichmaish to kmaish, the shikut of mayev, v'lamelkem tevas me'amayin. Those were these Avodah Zarahs that were on this mountain next to Har HaMishcha since the days of Shlaima HaMelech. He went and he, Timei HaMelech, he was with Tamidah. Now, the Radak explains this. He says, I don't understand. We've had kings who got rid of Bamas and Avodah Zarah. How are these still around since Shlaima HaMelech? Bishlama, the ones from Menashe, I understand. Chizkiyahu HaMelech got rid of the Avodah Zarah and Menashe came back, he made new ones. But how is it possible that these are around since the days of Shlaima HaMelech? So the Radak says that what happened was Shlaima HaMelech's wives made them to Avodah Zarah. But later, Klal Yisrael, even after they stopped doing Avodah Zarah Malchus Yehuda, they turned them into Bamas LaHashem. And therefore, this was part of those Bamas LaHashem that none of the Malchus Yehuda were ever able to get rid of. Yoshio, Yoshio HaMelech, Yoshio HaMelech felt, number one, that since they were l'chatchila to Avodah Zarah, he got rid of them. And number two, he was getting rid of even Bamos. He was trying to get rid of even Bamos from Klal Yisrael, and therefore, that's why he destroyed them.
What?
What?
Why didn't he do that?
Told what?
He was trying to get rid of even Bamos from Russia, like, obviously not.
So good, but all the other Malchiyudah weren't able to get rid of them. Yeah?
Chizkiyahu
got rid of them, yeah, so I don't know what to do with that problem, yeah. Yeah. For some reason, maybe this, he couldn't, I don't know why. Yeah. But he asked the question, the Radak, from Atzon Yahishafat. They got rid of all of Avodah Zarah, so why couldn't they get rid of this? So they turn to Bamos. He doesn't address what happened in the middle there. Why? Because Chizkiyahu, we said he got rid of all that, right? I don't know. It's a good question, yeah?
Why is your phase would have to tell us by Yarat Misham, you ran.
Well, Yarat just means he destroyed them. Rashi says, Yarat Misham, he removed them. Okay, v'shiber et ha-matzeivos, he destroyed matzeivos, v'yirchas Hashem, cut down Hashem tree, v'yimalus mekoymeim atzmois adam. These places, as he cut them down, and he got rid of them, he filled them up, he would take out the bones of people who were oved avodah zarah from their graves, and he would put them in the place of the asheris and the matzeivos, as a bizayin, for them, and the Radak Yazin by Yisrafim Sham, and he burnt them all there. So, this was, you know, it was part of, I guess, I don't know, maybe it was part of the kapara for the people who were served by the Zara. It's a big tsar that when their bones are taken out of their kever, and this was part of their kapara, but at the same time, he was, you know, putting it all together here, together with their Avodah Zarah. Now, this was all in Malchus Yehuda. But Yeshua HaMelech felt that he has a bigger job here. He's got to go farther out than just Malchus Yehuda. There's not much left in Malchus Yisrael. There was some kusim there we had over there before. As we're going to see in a little bit, we'll see that there was part of some of the Aseres HaShvatim had come back. A little bit. There were little pockets here and there of people still in Malchus Yisrael. But he felt he has to go and do more. The Galus HaMizbech Asher BeBeisel. So he went out to Beisel. Habom Asher Osa Yerovim Enavot Asher Heftis Yisrael. Galus HaMizbech Luvetz Habom Anosos. Remember in the beginning it says that he took the ashes from all the things, the Avodah Zarah and the Beis HaMikdash, he brought them to Beisel. So this is what he did with them over here. In Beisel, he had taken the Mizbeach of Yerovam, and he destroyed it, by Yisrif es Abama, Heidak Lofer, Vitzarav Asherah. And he burnt it down to ashes, and he burnt down the tree, and he destroyed it entirely. Now, Vayifen Yashio, he turned, Vayaris Akvarim Asher Sham Bahar. There was a minute people liked to be buried next to the Mizbeach and Beisel. Those people who served Avodah Zarah with Yeravim and Avot, they figured it's a skula to be buried next to the Bama. This is what we serve. This is we'll be here forever. So he saw the Kvarim, Vayishlech, Vayikech, Chasat Tzomitz, Min HaKvarim, Vayisrif al Mizbeach. The same thing he did before. He took out all the Tzomitz of these people. He put them on the Mizbeach and he burnt them with the Mizbeach. And he also then started throwing nevelas and stuff there. He really took it to the nth degree here in Beisel to get rid of this Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk tells us this was a kiyum of a nevuah from 350 years earlier. Kidvar Hashem asher kara isha l'kiyum asher kara es advar ma'ila. Way back when, in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Yerovam ben Nevat, this is 350 years earlier, Yerovam ben Nevat sets up this Mizbeach in Beisel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Navi. What was the Navi's name? Anyone remember? No. Edai, very good. Edai Hanavi, Yishalikim comes to Beis El. And Yeravim ben Nevat is bringing karbanis on this Mizbeach, claiming this is what Hashem wants everyone to do. And he gets up and he says, Koyamar Hashem, Hinevein Noilo Leveis David. There's going to be a child born to Mishbachas David. Yoshiyahu Shemai. His name is going to be Yoshiyahu. V'zobach Alecha is Koyani Abomis HaMakdirim Alecha. V'at Misodem Yisrifu Alecha. And what he's going to do is, he's going to take the bones of the people here, and he's going to burn it on this Mizbeach. And he's going to burn the Mizbeach. That was the Nevuah that Edai said. And this, says the Pasuk, was the kim of that Nevuah. Yeshua, Melech, burnt the Mizbeach, and burnt the atzamas of the people on top of the Mizbeach. Now what happened at the end of that story was, Yeravam tried to grab Edai, and his hand got dried up. It got paralyzed in place and dried up by Yivash Yodai, and he couldn't get it back. Now, another thing that happened there, he told them as a siman that this is going to be true, he said also the Mizbeach is going to crack. And that happened also over there. Now the Melech, Yerov Menavah, told them, please daven for me, my hand is like a bit paralyzed here, and can you please daven for me? And Edai davened, and his hand went back. Now, Hashem had told Edai, go there and come back, and don't stay there for too long. Yeravim says, come eat with me. So he told him, I can't. I can't. Even give me any money in the world, I'm not allowed to eat or drink. Hashem told me I can't do it. He told me, go there and come back. Don't stay. So on his way back, the Pasuk says, Navi Echad Zaken Yoshev Beveisel. There was a Navi there, but he was a Navi Sheker. And he heard about this story that Edai had done in Beisel. He said this Nevuah, that this bath cracked. He told them there's going to be a Ben Leveis David. He already dried up his hand. So he told them, where did he go? So his sons had told him this. So he told his sons, where is he? He said, I went on that road towards Yerushalayim. So he says, I want to go follow him. So he went after him. And he says, who are you? He says, I'm a Navi from Yehuda. So he says, come with me. This Navi Shaker said, come with me and eat with me in my house. So he says, I can't. Hashem told me I can't. He said, don't worry, I'm also a Navi. And Hashem told me that I should tell you to come eat at my house. Now, Edai should have realized something's up over here. Hashem told him, go home, go home, and finish. If Hashem wanted to tell him to stay, Hashem would have told him. He wouldn't have told this other Navi. But he didn't, and he went back with the Navi Shaker, and he ate with him. As he ate with him, Hashem gave him a Nevuah that he's not going to make it home. And on the way home, he was killed by a lion on the way. He was killed by a lion, Edai. Now the Navi Sheker heard about this, had big and he had big charata, and he went there and he helped bury him, and he told his children that when I die, I want to be buried next to Edai, next to his Navi Hashem. He also thought that it will save him if whenever there's going to be a tzara, if he'll be next to the Navi Hashem, there won't be any problems. So back in our pasuk, it says, "Pasuk Yudayin Vayomer, Mo'atzien Halaz Hashani Roya." So there was, over the kever of Edai, the Navi, there was a big matseva, bigger than the other ones. So he asked, what is this tzion? A tzion is a matseva, a tzion is a marking of a place, of a grave. So he says, what's a grave marker? So he says, what is this? Why is it different? That's one pshat. Another pshat is he saw one grave, or it looked like one grave, half of it was thorns, and the other half had hadassim and beautiful smelling things on it. So he says, what's going on over here? Why is half of it nice and half of it thorns? Usually they don't grow right next to each other like that. So he said there's something wrong. So they told him, "Vayomer Lavan sheyoir hakever ishalikim asher boyim Yehuda." This is the kever of the ishalikim that came from Yehuda. Vayikras hadvarim el asher asito, and 350 years ago, he foretold what you just did. Al hamizbeach beitel. Now, how did they know this? The Radak says they had a kabbalah biyadam ben mipi av for more than 350 years. That this is the kever of the Isha Alekim, and what they were telling him next to it, buried right next to him, is the Navi Sheker. So the kever is the Isha Alekim, but there's a Navi Sheker buried right next to him. So that's why on the Navi Sheker part you see thorns and all these other things. And on the Navi Emet, on the Isha Alekim, you see the Hadassim and the beautiful stuff over it. So now what should we do? Should we dig up the Navi Sheker and burn him too? So Vayomer said, "Hanichuloi, Ish al Yonatz Ma'isav." Don't move even the Navi Sheker. Why? Because he was afraid if he's going to open it up, he'll move the Navi Sheker. He might touch the bones of the Navi Emes, and he didn't want the chaper. He didn't want to start up with the Navi.
It didn't happen anyway. Look later, someone took his
and dug up and moved them off. I don't know. Could be. So he was saved, the Navi Sheker was saved because of the Atzmais of the Navi of Ibe, the Navi Emes. Okay. The gamas called Bate Abomas and Shabari Shaimrim, even throughout Shaimrim, and all the Bate Abomas, and Shaosu Malchi Yisrael, that the Malchi Yisrael had done Mahakit, Hate Yashio, Bayasim, Kolomatim, and Shaosu Bevetel, he did the same thing. He burnt them, he destroyed them, he found bones, he burnt them. He made a big korban here, Baruch Hashem, of all of the Avodah Zarah. By Yizbach, as Kokani Abomas, and Shasom, Ala Mizbachais, by Yisrof, as Atmos, Adam, Aleim, by Yoshi, Yushalai. So all of the bones, as we're saying, of all the people who served, he burnt them on the mizbechis and so on and so forth, and then he went by Yashav Yerushalayim and he went back to Yerushalayim. So now he has eradicated Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael, from Malchus Yehuda, from Malchus Yisrael. We're going to see it didn't last very long, but he did his best. Now he decided it's time to make a Karban Pesach. By Yitzav HaMelech has Kolom Leimar. Asu Pesach Hashem Alikeichem Kakosu Vasefer Bris Hazeh. It's time to do a Karban Pesach. Kilo Nasa Ka Pesach Hazeh Mimei HaShoiftim. A Pesach like this has not been done from the days of the Shoiftim. Asher Shoftis Yisrael B'chol Yimei Malchi Yisrael U'Malchi Yehuda. What does it mean? So there's different ways of understanding why is it that a carbon Pesach like this was not made since the days of the Shoiftim. So Rashi says, "Leinase kapesach hazeh" means "Leinitzkabtu roiv am b'chol Pesach kemoishenitzkabtu bazeh." There wasn't such a big gathering of people for bringing the carbon Pesach. Mimei haShoiftim from the days of Shmuel Hanavi. In the days of Shmuel, Shmuel also was master Klai Yisrael to tshuva. And he also gathered them all together to mitzvah. That was the last time that Klal Yisrael got together in such a large number in a way of tshuva. So Yeshua HaMelech had brought Klal Yisrael to such a madrega of tshuva, so this was the first time since the days of Shmuel HaNavi. Now Chazal tell us that we have to remember this is the first time in all the years of Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda that all of Klai Yisrael came to Yerushalayim to bring a Karban Pesach. Once the Malchus was divided, so the whole Malchus Yisrael didn't come to the Eilu Regal at all. Yerubim and Avot didn't allow them. They went to Beitel, they went to the Avodah Zarah. Now Klai Yisrael came back to Yerushalayim. So you may ask me, okay, but there's no Aseret HaShvatim. Where is it? Where are they? This is not called all of Klal Yisrael. So Chazal tell us, this is what I mentioned a bit before, Chazal tell us, where was Yirmiyahu HaNavi? He went to look for the Aseret HaShvatim. That's why they had to go to Chulda. So there's a bit of a machlaikis what happened. Some of Farshim, the way they say it, is that he brought back, or the way the Radak, Rashi also brings, does Rashi bring it down? Yeah. Rashi brings down, he was Machzir the Aseret HaShvatim. And Yashiel was the king over the Aseret HaShvatim too. So Yashiel was the first king since the split to rule over both Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. And he now brought them all to Yerushalayim for the Karban Pesach. Does this mean all the Aseret HaShvatim? I think, it's not clear from the Radak, but I think the most Mepharshim learned that he didn't bring back all of the Aseret HaShvatim. He brought back some of the Aseret HaShvatim. Rive of them, most of them were still lost and lost forever. But he brought back many of the Aseret HaShvatim. It's possible, I don't know, some Mepharshim might learn that he brought all back all of them. As we'll see, we won't get to it today, but we'll see that Yirmiyo was hoping again that Yoshio HaMelech would be Mashiach. Just like Chizkiah was supposed to be Mashiach. And the reason is they were hoping that the Golus of the Aseret HaShvatim was a kiyum of Klai Yisrael going into Golus. And now we have a Melech who could be Mashiach. So Yirmiyo is going to go and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. And now we have all of Klai Yisrael and Mashiach. By Chizkiah it didn't work out. He was hoping here by Yoshio would work out. However, as we'll see, Klai Yisrael was not up to it. Klai Yisrael was still back to serving Avodah Zarah, and Hashem said, we're done. That's it. That's the end of Yerushalayim. That's it. According to that, maybe he brought back a lot of the Aseret HaShvatim. I'm not 100% sure. But he sure brought back part of them. And since he brought back part of them, all of the Shvatim now is the first time since the days of the split of the Malchus, Yehud and Yisrael, that they all came to Yerushalayim to serve Hashem and bring a Karban Pesach. So either the Pshat is Bimei Shmuel Hanavi in the days of the Shoiftim, because such a Madrega of Tshuva, like Shmuel brought Klai Yisrael to a Madrega of Tshuva, that didn't happen till now. Yeshio brought them to Madrega of Tshuva, Belev Echad Lavoy Des Hashem. That didn't exist in Shmuel B'mitzvah. Or what we're referring to here, like Nasa Pesach Hazeh, is referring to V'chol Yimei Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda. In the days of Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda, there was never such a Karban Pesach, because not all of Klai Yisrael was there. They never came there. And therefore, this is the first time all of Klai Yisrael came in all these years to bring a Karban Pesach to Hashem. And we'll continue next time. You had a question, brother? Right, you have the second half of the pasuk. Yeah, that's why I went back to it at the end. Yeah. You're welcome.